The flute, pipes, harp, and fiddle are all hallmarks of traditional Irish music. Growing out of the Mississippi River Celtic Music Festival, St. Louis Chenal, for the past 20 years, has featured some of the world's best traditional Irish music performers. Contributor Steve Potter has more.
Chenal's concert is Saturday evening at the Sheldon. Mike Mullins is the group's director. Emer Arkins will be one of the performers that weekend. Welcome you both to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you very much.
Mike Mullins, can you explain what Chenal does, sort of in a broad sense, as far as celebrating Irish music?
Well, it's an Irish word meaning a gathering for the purpose of sharing, and that really describes what we do. We've been started about 20 years ago, and we're bringing in some of the top performers and teachers of traditional Irish music and have a weekend of workshops and concerts and sessions.
Mm-hmm. Emer, I know that you were born and grew up in Ireland, but you came here to go to school and went back to Ireland, then moved back at some point, right?
Right, that's right. Yes, I came back in August 2014, and I've been here since.
You sing and you play the fiddle.
That's right.
Would you tell us about the instrument that you're holding now?
Yes. So my fiddle is over 100 years old, and it's from the Black Forest in Germany. And it's a little bit shorter than most fiddles, so it's not quite a 7/8 and it's not quite a full size. It's somewhere in between. I got it in 2008 in a place in Birmingham called Hobgoblins. And they have a violin shop and cello shop above the music store. And once I played it, I fell in love with it and called my dad and said I wasn't leaving without it.
Without being too technical, can you explain to me what about that instrument caught your interest?
It was just the sound. So I've tried hundreds of fiddles, and that particular day I tried a couple, and there must have been 200, 250 fiddles in this room. And I was picking them based on how they looked.
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled it off the shelf, played it, and knew instantly that I wanted it. And I haven't played one since that I like more, which my dad is real pleased about.
I'm sure. Share something with us. Tell us what you'd like to share and what it means to you and why you chose it.
Sure. I'm going to play a reel from County Clare, which is my home county, and it's called The Porthole to the Kelp. So it's composed by a very famous fiddle player from County Clare called Bobby Casey. And since moving to America, I've become very cognizant of music from County Clare, and I've been trying to teach more of it and learn more of it myself. So I guess to strengthen that tie to my hometown, even though I probably don't need to strengthen it, but just it's nice to be able to promote my county's music over here.
That's Emer Arkins. Also, Mike Mullins is here. We're talking about Chenal's upcoming concert featuring traditional Irish music. And that was, you know, I was looking at your fiddle,
mm-hmm.
and I'm certainly no expert, but it looks like a violin I might see at the Powell Hall. What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
There is absolutely no difference between a fiddle and a violin. Someone once told me the only difference is that a fiddle is a violin with whiskey on it, which is 100% not true.
You mean spilled whiskey?
Yes. But it's just the type of music you play on the instrument. So a lot of people that play folk music would call it a fiddle, whereas more classical jazz musicians call it a violin.
Mike, you said something a few minutes ago about Chenal, the meaning of the word. is a gathering with a purpose of sharing.
Right.
And that's appropriate because – and you also made a brief reference to workshops and things that you do. You do more than just put on concerts. So explain the tie-in there.
We do. So so we bring the teachers in, these musicians. Emer is one of them. Lucky she lives right here. But we've got three arriving from Ireland tonight and more later in the week. We put on workshops all day Saturday. And then we have a concert on Saturday night, obviously, and then lots and lots of sessions.
Are the workshops for professionals or amateurs?
Anybody that wants to come. And we even have some never-evers. If you've always wanted to learn to play an Irish jig on the whistle or the baran, which is an Irish drum, then come to one of the workshops.
So, Emer, you could teach me to play either the fiddle or the violin.
correct.
How do you work your workshops? What can you tell me about what you do?
Well, I'll actually be teaching a singing workshop on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'll be teaching a lot of Irish songs in English, and if there is a want for it, some Irish songs in the Irish language as well. And then in the afternoon, I am conducting sort of a working workshop sort of talk on the art of slow air playing and how slow airs and songs align and how to play the melodies of songs on your particular instrument.
Did you say slow air?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that term.
Slow air, it's basically the airs of songs or laments, songs that don't have words to them.
Mm-hmm.
It originally derives from playing what we call Shannos songs, which are songs, old style Irish songs, but a lot of English, traditional English ballads as well can also be played as slow airs.
Mike, tell me a little bit about who the other artists are that are on the program and what we should expect.
We've got two National Heritage awardees, Liz Carroll and Billy McComiskey. Are both going to be here. We've got a brother and sister duo. Conal O'Grada is one of the top flute players in the world, and he's going to be here. And his sister, Maren O'Grada, who's a piper, will be joining us as well. And it's unusual to get the two of them in the same town, let alone on the same stage. So we're very excited about that. We've got a number of other pipers and musicians of all stripes. We've got Open the Door for Three, which is a great trio of American musicians.
Talk a little bit about them because they play on some interesting instruments.
Well, Pat Broders plays a unusual bouzouki kind of an instrument, for better lack of a better word. And, of course, Liz Knowles plays a Hardanger fiddle, which has a lovely sound to it. I can't tell you if she'll be playing it that night at the concert, but I hope so.
Don't they have some sort of instrument that's a couple of hundred years old?
Well, then Kieran plays the Illan bagpipes, which is what I have sitting on my lap, which are a uniquely Irish instrument. They have about as much relationship to the Highland pipes.
Hold yours up there. I know our listeners can't see it, but just kind of tell me about that.
Well, it they have a bag, and their bellows blown, so you have to play them sitting down. And they have drones like the Highland pipes, but the chanter, instead of having just one octave, has two octaves, and they're much quieter.
Emer, you said you sing.
That's correct.
So I'd like you to prove that for us today.
Absolutely.
What would you like to do?
I am going to sing an Irish song called On Spalpeen Fánach, and spalpeens were people that used to go around looking for work. And so it's a fast Irish song in the Shannos or old style tradition.
And you'll be playing also?
Nope, I'll just be singing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's a style of singing that's unaccompanied.
I might add while she's getting ready that it's also, there's a slow air that is frequently played to that same tune with that same title. Oh, puitilam's a love in its year gone, carried nobly in war, other is it all. Maris Puchalin, hate a man of Mahamisha, his friggin' and vanilla lolin. Of and take his fear tongue or allum. A soul a tar of em a lahis, gabe paterna, kali no da hagam shahar tarshach. Now behave yourself, you spalpeen faunach. San a heid line aid in Golistal, Misha, Ovi me sugog sasta, Santarna log, Arlistal, Misha, Ovi me bore her carite.
Ach, it's you, flawless, all misha. You're in or until a hogal is got your in shin, his ere della, need a homo fast left fall on. Is the vimel obrarine hilchene, gosana shea trum a barstach, or with mestach, mohrim le palle, his lag meum an loy. Chyrid mestach mogherim le bala Is hasam megaleach na gaur Das yun tiwr gogli yw a shin Gamadjan na gro is na yn spalbyn ffonog O da fi melo bro hi a sing Ale fi a nawn a gol ar ffonog Fi an brag san asgyn san fardalin Slade is chyle ni gofyr och don Vimra oga moon to toki. She the vitan youth law, yes, saka yun ban oga line like a mudden, not hidden on the vera monze. Agus heibri cali nógis an siir a bór nach dasé a chualín álin agus heibri a tóliúr a hoig a misur dam cinte gair a sein rolle mar hóg sé a misur an ár don tála is a wad os cín a bósta snach an jarras jad a lamsa gupin é a túdar chóil a chúna scúban a sér hóide
Emer Arkins and Mike Mullins are part of the group Chenal. That was really nice. And I felt like I was hearing a long story, although I need a translator.
Yes, it's all about this man who comes to Ireland and he falls in love and he's having a great time and then all of a sudden he's not having a great time anymore. And he spends all his money and he places bets and all kinds of things go wrong for him. Yeah. Tale of misfortune.
Tale of misfortune. Would you both talk a little bit about the history of traditional Irish music and really what's important to you or especially interesting about it to you?
Wow. I suppose I first sort of started getting exposed to it as a child living in Ireland and then later was part of a Highland pipe band here in St. Louis called the Shamrock Pipe Band. This is back in the 60s.
I didn't realize you lived there.
And we... We used to play at O'Connell's when it was on Gaslight Square, and that was where I first got interested in it. And then I heard the Uilleann pipe somewhere along the way, and I'd never have gotten over it.
Emer, I'm guessing since that you grew up in Ireland and now that you're here, there must be something special for you about sharing your traditional music with people in this country?
Absolutely. Irish music has been fantastic to me. It was something that I grew up with. I played a lot of music in my home county and around Ireland and have toured all over the world playing music and singing, and it's really made my home here in St. Louis it's really increased the tie I have to St. Louis, being able to share my music and song with people here, and it really helps with the homesickness.
How are you received generally?
Pretty well. Yeah, people like the accent.
And the music, too?
And the music, too, yeah.
What's on the program? Are there tunes that most of us would recognize or not?
If you were familiar with the music, you would. One of the things that I love about traditional music and in Irish traditional music is that everybody that plays it, you have the ability to sort of add your own to it. So it's never the same twice. Even if you hear a piece played through two or three times, it won't be played through the same way each time. And so if you're familiar with the music, you'll hear tunes that you're familiar with, but you'll hear them a little bit differently, something interesting, something new. And if you're not, you're going to have some of the best musicians on the planet to play music for you.
Mike, you mentioned the Highland pipe earlier, that what you first started playing when you were in St. Louis. That's not the pipe you brought with you, though.
No.
So is there a difference that I'd be able to detect?
Absolutely. The Highland pipes would be what you'd hear a pipe band play, the war pipes, the Scottish pipes that you march around with. These, I suppose the closest thing to the sound is an oboe. You would have heard them on the movie Titanic. You'll hear them on quite a number of soundtracks on movies, but they have a haunting melody sound to them. They're very much a parlor instrument and very different altogether than the Highland pipes.
Emer, what would you like to play with Mike and tell us about your selection?
Absolutely. We're going to play a jig called Garrett Barry's. And Garrett Barry was a blind Uilleann piper from Aina, which is a little place in County Clare, where I'm from.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting both of you. I'm looking forward to this. Go ahead.
That's Emer Arkins playing the fiddle and Mike Mullins playing the Uilleann pipes for us in our studio. They spoke with contributor Steve Potter. The traditional Irish music will be featured at St. Louis Chenal Concert at the Sheldon Concert Hall this Saturday evening at 7:30. For more information, visit our website at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.